this is the Impressions of the Rosh Hashiva from Rabbi Yaakov Bissell. Okay. When did you first get knowledge of the Rosh Hashiva?
Let's put it this way. Yeah. Knowledge of Rosh Hashiva, I mean, any yeshiva bocher in that kufa that was had a slight, had a connection to yeshiva, especially like a certain Hamish kind.
But yeah.
My father, Oliver Shlomo, was a big yeshiva man, so I was able to grow up around yeshiva life.
Yeah.
Of course, it's very hard to even remember how young I heard about the yeshiva.
Yeah, but there must have been things in you heard.
I'll get to it in a second. I just want to say that as far as knowing about the yeshiva, that was like something that was very hard even to figure out exactly if I knew in the 5th grade, the 6th grade, the 7th, or the 8th. However, you know, before Bar Mitzvah,
yeah, right.
By Bar Mitzvah, I was definitely aware of the Yeshiva's existence.
Where were you?
I myself learned in a very simple resume. I learned in the Yeshiva in Eastern Parkway, came in the 1st grade, graduated in the 8th grade, they made a Besifta, which I continued on to the 12th grade, and then I came in Tufshin, Kayes Tufshin Chavdalad, came to Lakewood. However, I did have the schus, so to speak, to see the Rosh Hashiva one time.
Yeah.
The mindset that happened was it must have been in Tufshin Chof Beis, I would say.
That was before he was Nifta.
Yeah, that was before he was Nifta, obviously, yeah. And I said I saw the Rosh Hashiva. So what happened was I was a bacher, I was probably 14 or 15 years old, and I was learning that in the Sifta of Eastern Parkway, and the Blei Malin was Nifter, and like I said before, having a yachas a little bit to the mirror and this and that,
right.
So I went to the Levaya, and I remember my voice sounds a little bit, but I just remember.
The Levaya was in the base of Talmud?
The Levaya was in the base of Talmud, then it was on East New York. Still in East New York, based at Talmud, that one here, now Bensonhurst.
Yeah.
And it was, I think it was near Ashford Street or something like that. I'm not exactly sure.
Yeah, it's not important.
But I'll call upon him, I do remember this impression. Walking to Levaya, getting off the subway with one or two chaver, walking to Levaya in the distance. A distance, I mean, not that big a distance, but I heard they had set up loudspeakers. And I heard, you know, that time also it wasn't as perfected. And I heard, like, the talk, there was a lot of static.
Yeah.
And I remember distinctly hearing how someone was talking in the distance, the Pasha Salvatore from a machine gun fire. Like I said, it was very. And as I got closer, I realized that was the Rashi Mizek of Tzadik Gomorrah speaking. And his style of speaking, I remember even then, hypnotized me. The way he said, like, short, sharp statements. He spoke about the way Bauer, what's our way, what's our heart, what's our spotter. And he kept, like, you know, saying this and that, you know. But again, I'm not saying, I came first of all in the middle, I was young, I wasn't saying I was coiled to the hospital. That's the first time I heard him. Now, it so happened that it was very crowded, I did not get into the Beis Medrash itself, so I was standing by a fire escape, the door opened to the Beis Medrash, and I was listening in and watching in that fashion. And when the Rashiva finished his hesped, that was the day that he was going to go to Eretz Yisrael to go for the Bechiris. So I was on the fire escape.
What month was that?
Excuse me.
What month?
It must have been Cheshvan. You have to double check.
It sounds right.
Yeah, and the Maisa, he came, that day he was going to Eretz Yisrael.
Yeah.
And he came out, he exited the Beis Medrash by the fire escape where I was standing.
Yeah.
I remember, like, as a young bacher, my eyes were popping out. I was staring at the Rashiva. I remember the Rashi, he looked like a lapid ash. He looked like a shlik fire. He had just finished saying this hesped, and his face was, like, glowing red. I remember that also struck me very much, the ahava, the chiba that Talmidim had to him, because I noticed that, I'm pretty sure it was Chaim Kahn that eventually went to Denver. I'm pretty sure it was him. He was next to Rashiva. I guess a couple of, you know, bachim that were taking charge of him. And it was already the beginning of the winter. They were mopping his brow that he shouldn't catch cold. And I just remember just looking at the Rashiva and pushing to think like this, Rashi, like, you know, like I think that one of my chaverim, Yusuf Hirschers, told me, if you remember, if you have a good memory one time, it's good enough. I remember they made a Mishnah Eindruck on me, Mishnah Roshim, just seeing the Rosh Hashiva. That was the only time, unfortunately, that was the only time I was able to see the Rashiva in person. I remember the Tkufa when he was Nebuchadnezzar. Sick and everyone was being bespowled, how, you know, Yeshiva something there, Shnak bespowled, can remember forever. And then I remember also the made a very big Roshim on me, the Levi of the Shiva made a very big version. Mm-hmm. I think someone said very correctly that the Olam HaTorah then in America are distinct a lot to the Levi. It's a little comparable to what we just had recently with Rav Lezer Shach was different, mm-hmm. which had the same version. In other words, the Levi was taken, it was a very across the board. Now, there wasn't the question of this Tal Rebbe and this Rosh Hashiva and this Rosh Hashiva and this faction. The Levi was held, as we all know, on Pike Street over there on mm-hmm. the Lower East Side of Manhattan.
Yeah.
And there was a reason ago, 40, 50, 60,000 people, mm-hmm. the Maspidim were very strong, very stark Maspidim. Kalmanovich said the Tillim before the Spadim. It was a very, very, very stark Spadim. And I wasn't in Lakewood by the Levi, but in a very short time I remember that I had the tapes of the Levi from mm-hmm. Lakewood also, but that's more where the Talmidim of the Shiva spoke, where the Eliezer Zangizim spoke, remember, Ramosha Eisman spoke, I remember banging on the table of Vermitin Zoysla and Chadl, Vermitin Zoysla, and this took years. It begins to mind, I know that at that time, I myself felt that I had like an aliyah. I mean, I wasn't judging it that way, just looking back in retrospect, I believe that the Olam HaTorah, at a vague moment, there were spades all over the whole shiva, they were making kelmoes, and there was, you know, Ramosha went around, it was masked all over the place, and mm-hmm. there was a tremendous, like, sort of an aliyah. And by the first yahrzeit of the yeshiva, I still was not in yeshiva yet, I was almost in yeshiva, but by the first yahrzeit in yeshiva, I came as a bocher, they had buses arranged, but I came for the first year of Zikoran for the yeshiva, and also I remember, it was a tremendous Eindruck, a member of Yankee speaking over there, speaking how he wouldn't believe that yeshiva would even have a kiyum in the same way it was when the yeshiva was alive, and now Baruch Hashem a year later, the Shrabal Samsolim. I remember the Kravitz spoke, and the other Talmidim spoke, and again the Moshe Eisman spoke very stark, clapping the yeshiva gehalten. The sheet for the yeshiva went toira, 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 no toira, on a vav and on an im. That's what he kept. That was the refrain of his Hesper.
Uh-huh.
On a vav and on an im. Toira, uh-huh. toira, no toira.
Yeah.
And, you know, these are the memories I have of the, also made, I remember, like I said, it made a very strong Eindruck on me, and I believe it must have made Eindruck on the Tzipa Bechlau. And the truth of the matter, like getting a little bit further along, I came to yeshiva in the summer of Tovshin Chav Dalet, in the Goyish Adetis. I came right after I graduated high school, probably towards the end of June 1964. A couple of days later, I went on a bus, on a Lincoln bus, and I came to yeshiva. And the pshat my coming then wasn't even clear that I was coming to yeshiva, but at that time there was such a thing as a summer bocher.
Uh-huh.
At that time, you had bochum coming just for the summer.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, the summer when I came that summer, there were a couple of bochum from YU that were there. Rather, one of them today is a very shady rogue. In Scranton, we used to find, it was a bocher at that time, it came at the same time. I came, there was a group on me, I can't remember, four or five bochum
mm-hmm.
who were learning Masechta Kedushin.
Which yeshiva you came from?
Where, who came from? I came
at that time,
like I said before, I was in Eastern Park.
Oh, always in Eastern Park, okay.
I was in Eastern Park until the 12th grade, I graduated.
Yeah, yeah, okay.
2 days later, yeshiva. Like I said, when I first came, it was not clear in my own mind if I wanted to stay, if I could mm-hmm. stay. It was very unusual for a bocher that young to come into yeshiva.
Right.
Yeshiva then was a totally different yeshiva than what we have now. And when I came to yeshiva, there were just about 100 bochum and perhaps 40 yungalite.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, maybe just a little bit over 100 bochum. And the thing which I tell people sometimes, you know, it's already many years have passed, people sometimes not sure the answer was, did I come to Lakewood by the yeshiva? Didn't I come to Lakewood by the yeshiva? So my answer, my response is, I think it's a very earnest response. I wasn't zeichet to come to learn by the yeshiva, but when I came, I met his shadow.
Mm.
And what I mean by that is that the impression of the yeshiva, it cannot also be under-emphasized. When I came, Nochamo, I came a little bit after the first year. The summer's man after to yeshiva, the year passed, and like I said before, the end of June, I guess. And like in the middle of the summer's man, maybe even closer to the latter part of the summer's man, When I came to yeshiva, you had the major, by far, the right million opinion of the yeshiva were Talmidim of the yeshiva Zatzal.
Mm-hmm.
And it wasn't just Talmidim, the whole Ruach was a kefir. It's like I said, I pushed felt that I met the Rosh Hashiva's shadow.
Mm-hmm.
In other words, everything was done in the yeshiva. Rav Shnei was saying the yeshiva shurim. And everybody attended the yeshiva shurim. And Rav Shnei said the shurim then, it was said over the shurim. It was like, but I mean by everybody, I mean to say, I feel the elder Talmidim, the elder younger life, like the Mayor Hirsch, mm-hmm. Hirsch, they all came. And it was amazing, looking back on it, you know, how easily it could have not been that way.
Well, you should remember Hirsch. Which Hirsch was that?
I'm sorry, Moshe Hill Hirsch.
Okay,
that's the Rosh Hashiva's
today. Yeah.
I mean to say, but all the greats of Talmidim for the Shiva, the Yankim Schneider, Shomeya Kagan, and they're all... But it wasn't just that they were in yeshiva, like, we talk about older, younger light. I'm afraid that, you know, today, if you look in yeshiva at this age level, you don't see this type of participation. It's sort of the achdus of the yeshiva. Now it's kind of the yeshiva is so big.
Right.
It's not, it's like
true.
A little bit impossible to create that type of situation.
Uh-huh.
But when I came to yeshiva, that was of Chaim Epstein, of Chaim Leib was there.
Yeah.
And the Maisa, when I came to yeshiva, like I said, you felt very much the shadow of Rosh Hashiva being there. Like you koch noch and zayt Torah, sure, but like I said, like I'm emphasizing is that you have a situation which you don't have these days. You had the Elfri and Goliath, the Herd Bar Shiva used to come on Tzoy Shabbos, there used to be Shurim, used to be said, in the summer used to be said at 5 o'clock in the, on Shabbos, and in the winter used to say Tzoy Shabbos, either 8 or 8:30, I don't know.
It was a new building already.
It was already in the new building, right? New building in the Beis Medrash was very comfortable. It was, you know, it wasn't an empty Beis Medrash, but there was plenty of room. You didn't have to worry about getting a seat.
Yeah.
And like I said, that's kind of the concept. And not only that, the schmoozing used to be. I remember it comes to mind that Yankee Hirschman's particularly, I remember heard from him a lot of stories about the Shiva. And I remember my Chaver Yisrael Dershowitz, who was, you know, he wasn't there that long, but I know that he made a very big connection with the Shiva. And he was always to say that. The kids and I said everything, the Sikhas Chulun of the Shiva and everything the Shiva was, you know, Shiva is out, Shiva is out, Shiva is out. Like I said, the Shulun were Levitic. It wasn't like, you know, it was really Levitic to Shurim, was just like, you know, the Talmud Rashi was playing with them. There were Chaburs that used to listen to the Shmuzin that the Rashi was said. You know, mm-hmm. They sold very quickly after the Patira.
Mm-hmm.
They managed to put together the tapes. I think it must have been around 8 tapes of the, that they managed to take Shmuzin from the Rashi was there.
Mm-hmm.
I remember the Mitzvah Shabbos in the winter, and maybe even in the summer, I don't recall, late at night, we used to have a Kvias that we used to listen to the Shmuz and to go over them and talk about them, and it was like I'm saying, this is, you know, this is what this is I'm sharing with you my impression that was
that's what I'm looking for.
Yeah.
Very good.
Yeah.
So that's it.
Okay.
Okay, thank you very much.
Welcome.
Thank you, Ben.
Thank you, Ben.
Come.